Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ambria. How may I help you?
Hold on just a sec. Okay, so this is Daniel Gregg, and our bank says that we have a charge on there. Our credit card account says we have a charge on there for $67.32, and we're trying to figure out what that might have been.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to help you. Just give me one moment. And who am I speaking with? Daniel Gregg?
Daniel Gregg, yes.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Sorry about that. Could you verify your address for me, please?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Could you verify your address for me?
The address I probably used
351 Maplewood.
Yes.
Okay, and give me one second. My computer is moving a little slow. Okay, and I'm still on. I'm just waiting for your account to load.
Okay.
Okay, so I see that your account was first charged on November the 23rd for a drill. It was $5.74. On that drill, on that ad, it said in the terms and conditions that you had 48 to 72 hours to call and cancel out your card before you got automatically enrolled in the membership. But I'll be more than happy to unenroll you out the membership. And
okay,
offer you back 35%. Since it's a legit charge.
So what was that, about 35%?
That's what I can offer you back from the 67.32, because it's, you didn't call in 48 to 72 hours to call to cancel your card.
Where was that showing that you had to call in?
So
on the terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions. In other words, the fine.
It's a fine print with terms and conditions. You scroll all the way down to anybody's website, you will always see terms and conditions. You click on it, you're supposed to read the terms and conditions. I can cancel you out, and I can give you 35% of your money back.
Well, if that's all you can do.
That is all I can do, because the other charge is past 30 days. Well, I'm gonna put you on a brief hold, and I'll come back with the cancellation number.
All right.
So what's the $5?
A drill, she said.
Drill bit? First of all, you didn't buy a drill.
Right. No, I don't remember buying a drill.
I didn't tell her you didn't buy a drill. I didn't buy one.
So are you guys saying this is fraudulent charges?
Yeah, we didn't buy a drill.
Okay, so I'll transfer you to the fraud department. So you try to get all your money back there. So I'm going to transfer you to the...
If you don't buy anything, how can you buy a printer? Yeah. Hello, my name is Anaya. Returning your call from the store. How may I help you? All right, could I have your first and last name?
Uh-oh. Okay, and I'll be transferring you over to the fraudulent department. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, you too.
No problem.